You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, every day we hear a lot about the dangers of climate change and how it's impacting everything from wildfires to flooding to melting glaciers. And these stories, they can frankly be scary, they can be depressing, and often they do not include any remedy to the problem. Dr. Jen Pierce is a professor at Boise State University's Department of Geosciences, and she studies the effects of climate change here in Idaho. She also looks at real solutions. She's the guest speaker at Thursday's virtual Fettuccine Forum, which is a lively educational series from Boise's Arts and History Department. And she is joining us now to talk more about this. Welcome, Dr. Pierce.
Thank you so much for having me.
So can we start by talking about some of your research? Because you have looked at things like wildfires and snowpack, as well as carbon storage. So what has driven your interest in climate change?
That's a great question. I started studying wildfires in Idaho over 20 years ago, actually, for my dissertation research. And at that time, I was working along the South Fork Payette River, digging up little ancient pieces of charcoal and using that charcoal to establish a chronology of wildfire over time. So in this case, we're talking about over the last 10,000 years. So that research is really what got me interested in wildfires and in climate change. I always joke with people that I went to school for over 12 years after high school to tell you, ready, that that fires are bigger and more severe when it is warm and dry. Shocking, I know.
Yeah. Hey, but you have the education to back it up.
So, exactly.
So what are some of the impacts that Idaho faces as our climate gets warmer?
Well, some of the primary impacts are, of course, increased size and severity of wildfires and increased smoke in our air. So that smoke, those smoky days, I would say is the number one impact of climate change on the health and well-being of Idahoans. Another major impact are really hot days in the summer. And that is just dangerous for folks working outside and for many of our populations who cannot retreat to an air-conditioned space in those hot, hot days in the summer.
So can we talk about the iClear network? You founded it. So what is it and what does iClear stand for?
iClear is the Idaho Climate Literacy Education Engagement and Research Group. And what iClear focuses on is connecting research with educators and really amplifying and empowering the climate action that is already going on in our community. We have really amazing students out there doing great work, and iClear really is a place where we can look for solutions in our own communities to climate change.
You know, you've talked about the fact that Boise State is already working on climate change solutions, but before iClear, there really wasn't infrastructure to get that information out to the community. So how is that changing? Because that's a big part of it, right? Is that scientists and researchers can you know, sit in their labs, do their research, and find solutions. But if you don't get it to the community, frankly, in a usable way, I don't know about how we can make real change.
Exactly. And so what I've done at Boise State, so back in 2005 when I arrived, there were no courses taught on climate change. So I started teaching those first classes. We now have a climate studies minor. And what iClear seeks to do, along with other groups at Boise State, such as the HCRI group, is to connect that research with real world problems and real world solutions. There's amazing work being done in engineering on building better solar panels. My research group is working on how Idaho's farmers and ranchers may actually be sequestering a lot of carbon in our rangelands through agricultural practices. So understanding what we can do better here in Idaho is part of what we focus on for iClear.
So if you're just joining us, let me reintroduce our guest for you. We are talking with Dr. Jen Pierce. She's a professor at Boise State's Department of Geosciences, and we're talking about climate change, but in particular, in Idaho, as well as like real solutions. So what are some of the research projects that iClear is showcasing right now?
Some of the research projects that I'm most excited about is there's a pretty new project that my group at the Earth, Wind, I run the Earth, Wind and Fire Lab here at Boise State.
Reminds me of an old band.
Exactly. In the Earth, Wind and Fire Lab, we have some students who are working on studying Idaho's soils in near Kimberley, Idaho, and how the practice of irrigation with hard water may have been naturally sequestering inorganic carbon in our soils. So of course, that's part of the solution, is to get carbon out of our atmosphere and into those soils. So that's something I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. Other research go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but you're also doing research on air quality, right? I mean, and that's a big issue. In many areas, but in particular in the Treasure Valley. I mean, we all see it, as we have in the last week or two, with inversions.
Absolutely. And, you know, research by Luke Montrose and Moji Sagda and others at Boise State focuses on first wildfire smoke and the impacts of wildfire smoke on our health, and also how different types of climate impacts and then just natural topography influences our air quality. So yeah, we are ready for this inversion to blow away.
No kidding. So I think one of the coolest things about iClear is this local resources page that you've put together, because you can literally get on the page, as you know, and pick a problem. So say it's wildfires, and you get like this detailed history of the effects that wildfires have had on Idaho. But here's the part that I found so great, is that you then give concrete solutions to people with all kinds of tips and resources. So, I mean, take us through how you decided and why you decided to create this page. Because as we talked about before, I mean, you know, one person, there's only so much one person can do to impact climate change. And sometimes the problem seems so big and so overwhelming that I think sometimes you feel like you can't do anything.
Absolutely. And, you know, so my friend Jen Marlin, who's at Yale Climate Communications, their main messaging around climate change is, it's real, it's us, it's bad, but most importantly, there's hope. And so when I teach about climate change at all levels, it is absolutely essential to let people know what they can do. Most people, even in Idaho, know climate change is happening. We don't really need to talk about that anymore. What we need to talk about are the solutions. And I'm so excited, you know, that Idaho actually has all of the suite of renewable carbon-free energy at our fingertips. We have solar, wind, geothermal, hydro, and potentially small-scale nuclear. So all of those are great solutions to climate change. Through the innovation of our kids and our researchers, I think we have a really actually exciting path ahead for climate solutions here in the state of Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I really love about the resource page, like when you click on, let's say, as we talked about with wildfires, and it gives you solutions. what I like too is you have kind of a diagram, right, of a house and where like the immediate fire zone would be. And then you have intermediate, and then you have extended. And it's great because it shows you how many feet from your home, right? And then it goes out and goes out. And then, and for just to be able to see that and to see what's around your house. And then because I think you could walk around your house and be like, oh, okay, wow, I've got these plants that could catch fire. So maybe I need to, you know, move those. And it's just such a helpful resource for people.
Absolutely. And that's where, I mean, that was developed by the FireWise researchers here in Boise, and they've got a really wonderful demonstration garden out part of the botanic gardens. So there are absolutely wonderful solutions that we can all employ in terms of whether it's fireproofing and planting fire-resistant plants around our house to proposing and implementing a carbon tax in our community, to making recharging stations more available and accessible for vehicles. Those are all examples of solutions we can achieve right here in our community.
So before I let you go, you are going to be talking at Thursday's Fettuccine Forum. And the talk is titled Fires, Floods, and Melting Ice. Can't we talk about something nice? Okay. Please tell me what the nice part is.
So that was actually from a song I wrote, which I thought was funny. So the something nice is has two meanings. First, it's that a lot of people just shut down when they hear climate change because it is such a kind of a depressing topic. So we are going to talk about something nice. And what we're going to talk about at the Fettuccine Forum is I'm going to showcase some work that my students have done, which is going to inspire all of you. And we're going to talk about great work that's going on with the city of Boise in terms of their climate plan and some really wonderful new resources put together by the University of Idaho's McClure Center on Idaho's climate and economy. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and it is nice to talk about something nice and have hope around this. So thank you for all the work that you're doing and looking forward to your presentation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Dr. Jen Pierce. She is a professor at Boise State University's Department of Geosciences. We've been talking about climate change here in our state, and she will be speaking at Thursday's virtual Fettuccine Forum. And we will, of course, put a link to that event on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.